You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 28, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. FEMA's future, a Katrina warning. 20 years after Hurricane Katrina revealed weaknesses in disaster response, FEMA employees have issued the Katrina Declaration. The letter warns that Trump administration policies are undermining FEMA's ability to respond to disasters, risking a repeat of Katrina. Over 180 current and former employees signed the letter, with 35 attaching their names and others remaining anonymous to avoid retaliation. They argue that FEMA's authority is being ignored, its leadership filled with unqualified appointees, and its workforce threatened with politically motivated firings. A central concern is the new policy requiring Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to approve FEMA contracts and mission assignments over $100,000. This threshold, once set at $25 million, was cut drastically in a few months. FEMA staffers warn this rule delays deployments, including urban search and rescue crews, and risks crippling disaster response. The Trump administration has also discussed eliminating FEMA or shifting responsibilities to states. Reports indicate Trump and Noem plan to phase out FEMA after the 2025 hurricane season. Firings within the agency were projected to cut $50 million in personnel costs, further eroding capacity. Employees who signed the declaration faced swift consequences. More than 20 were suspended and placed on administrative leave, barred from FEMA facilities and official duties. Some expressed pride in speaking out, despite fear of retaliation. FEMA's staffing has shifted to new leaders with little disaster management experience. Acting heads have been appointed without backgrounds in emergency response, deepening staff concerns. Critics argue this reversal undoes years of progress achieved after Hurricane Katrina through the Post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act of 2006. That law restructured FEMA, expanded regional offices, and improved communication and training to avoid past failures. The inability to pre-position urban search and rescue crews in Texas illustrates the risk of approval delays. These specialized teams are vital in collapsed structures and disaster zones, and delayed deployment can cost lives. The Katrina Declaration makes clear that FEMA's current trajectory is rolling back reforms meant to ensure the nation would never again face a catastrophe like 2005. Employees warn that unless FEMA is protected from political interference and supported with experienced leadership, the agency may not be able to meet its mission when the next major disaster strikes. Copyright African Elements.